did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did
spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine.
You're listening to WONY, Coney Island. Stay spooky and keep it locked.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover?
Not for fun, just so we can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat?
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Thursday, April 24th, learn more about lead credit with the Lead at Oneonta team at 5 p.m. Also happening at 5, an art gallery reception is happening at Fine Arts. On Friday, April 25th, the Empire State Service Corp is hosting a yoga meditation session from 8 to 1 p.m., located at the First Floor Lounge in Madison. On Saturday, April 26th, O-Fest Fair at the Quad from 1 to 5 p.m. Please note that the fair is free and open to the entire Oneonta community, but some items and services have a fee. At 7 p.m., watch Neon Trees perform at the Alumni Fieldhouse. On Sunday, April 27th, CurlCon is happening this year from 12 to 5 p.m. at Lee Hall. This weekend's average is around 50 degrees. Expect a couple showers early Saturday. Music-related news, Coco Jones releasing her debut album, Why Not More? A surprise single from Lorde titled What Was That? And indie fans should check out New Things by Avery Friedman and The Crux by Joe. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
Yeah.
Reminders, our freedom into power
that we don't control,
and it's just like that. Trees are dying.
Welcome everybody. Bomb Beats. Happy Monday. What's on the agenda? A lot of stuff to talk about. Playoffs and are in full swing. A lot of deciding games today. Draft lotteries today. Some teams are off. Some teams are on the brink of elimination. A lot of stuff to talk about as usual. So let's get to it.
Shine.
smash it. I'm stepping in harder this year. Yeah, bear ripping in harder this year. Watch me as I gravitate. Ha, 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 ha. We gon' ghost town, this Motown. With your sound, you in the blink. Gon' bite the dust, can't fight with us. With your sound, you kill the ink. So don't stop, get it until you chin it.
I ain't like that instrumental. I picked a random one and it was like a Christmas one. Playoffs. There are some series that are like tied 2-2. Or no. They're 2-1. Some of them are 3-1. So let's talk. We'll start with the Pacers and the Cavs. Hasn't been a good series for the Cavs for many reasons. First things first, they've been hurt a decent amount. Darius Garland missed a few games. Moby sprained his ankle game one. Donovan Mitchell got hurt in halftime shoot around. DeAndre Hunter dislocated his finger. It's been rough times. But with that being said, I definitely think there's a world where it's tied 2-2 because they did end up blowing game two. And I think they just flat out lost game one, if I remember. But, yeah. And I'm going to get to the Cavs offseason a little later. But they have some things to figure out because I do think the season just didn't go the way you wanted. Well, the playoff didn't go the way you wanted it to. So, and honestly, it's just been Pacers. They run a lot. The Cavs have not done a great job of keeping them out of transition. Even when the Pacers had some issues with like the Cavs zone, you know, the game was kind of over pretty quickly yesterday. But props to Donovan Mitchell. I think he's been asked to do a lot due to injuries, and he's answered the call for the most part. And honestly, that's kind of the reason why he might have gotten hurt. I think he was overextended a lot just because of the injuries. But yeah, it's how it shakes out sometimes. And a lot of things for the Cavs are going to have to address, I feel like, because they are over the second apron. But honestly, hey, I'm getting too ahead of myself. That's the Cavs offseason stuff. But yeah, looking like the Pacers, second Eastern Conference in 2 years. Why'd I say it like that? Back-to-back Eastern Conference appearances. They're just a really good team. And surprisingly, they play all 10 guys, which is like kind of unheard of. We'll see if that happens next round, whoever they end up playing. But yeah, if they're rebounding, honestly, if they're rebounding, then that means they're a really, really scary team. But they just do a good job of just scoring or just like really, really pushing the pace even after a made basket, which a lot of teams are not equipped to be running all 48 minutes. And then on top of the bench, and Siakam had a pretty good game. And Tyrese Haliburton is just playing good. There were some stretches, there were some games where he was like not that great, but when he's not that great, everyone else picks it up. Like Andrew Nembhard has been pretty good, Miles Turner has been pretty good. It's just a really deep team. And honestly, I feel good about picking the Pacers to win. Or I will say before game one started, I was like, it's going to be a hard fought six. And I think after seeing game one, my opinion had changed that they were definitely winning the series. And here we are. So that's Pacers Cavs. Again, I'll get to the Cavs stuff because there's a lot of questions that need to be answered on the Cleveland side. With the other East matchup, Knicks are up 2-1. It's been an interesting series, to say the least. Come back from 20-point leads. Game 1 and 2, Knicks win. Celtics really turn it on Game 3. 2-1, MSG. Keys for the Knicks. Get out to good starts. We cannot go down 20 again. It's going to have to be a really, like, a team effort. Brunson hasn't played great, even though he's kind of been, like, the catalyst to us winning those two games with, like just, like, certain, like, runs and stretches. But he's going to have to, like, really give us, like, a 35-ish point game. And honestly, history kind of shows that today might be the day in Game 4. But we'll see about that. As for the supporting cast, Mikhail and OG are just going to have to be more consistent on offense. Defensively, they've been great. Besides last game, no one was great defensively last game. But they're going to have to chip in like 15. And what to do with Josh Hart? He's good sometimes, but honestly, it's less about Josh Hart and more about Tibbs and if he changes up the starting lineup. I kind of think that's like one of the switches that one he never ever flips. But and I think that's something that you need to do. Because the Celtics have had their struggles guarding Mitchell Robinson. And there's been some interesting strategies to take him away. But yeah, I think Mitch should probably be in the starting lineup. I feel pretty good about Josh Hart and Deuce off the bench. And they could probably stagger the minutes, so they'll have a big man on the court. But yeah, and on the Celtics side, don't know how healthy everybody is, especially like Chris Stapps and like Jaylen Brown among others, so that's something to watch for. But they kind of got out of their like one-on-one ISO step back three game plan from the first two games, especially when they had the lead. So if they can keep the ball moving and get like good three-pointers, like catch and shoot open three-pointers, not moving three-pointers like they were in game one and two, and there's a reason why they missed all of them. Some of them were open, but some of them were contested. So it's all about that. Getting good minutes from Peyton Pritchard and Jason Tatum. Waiting for the game that he like turns it on, has an efficient like 25-point game, even though he played a lot better last game. Still waiting for that like the I'm the best player on the court type performance. As for that, but yeah, feel pretty good about the Knicks' chances today. Hopefully take a 3-1 lead. As for the West series, Thunder Nuggets, peaks and valleys. Like at one point I'm thinking, okay, the Thunder, I don't know about them. And then they had a real grind out game yesterday. Scored a lot of points. I'm kidding. They didn't score a lot of points at all. But they were up a lot of points is what I meant. And then the Nuggets came back. But Jokic has been uncharacteristically not good. Kind of to a point where is he injured? So that's something to watch for. Yeah, Thunder defense. That's kind of been just the great thing. Because, like, the offense has not been as great as you want from the Thunder so far. But the defense is just locked in every single game to a point where the Nuggets could barely score 10 points in the first quarter. Feel better about OKC just in the fourth quarter. Shea's gonna have to get more efficient, quick shots. And yeah, we'll see what happens with that. But I think it all really comes down to Chet, because Chet's really hasn't had a good game so far in the series, which is alarming. So they're gonna have to figure that out. Who knows what happens with Lu Dort, because he hasn't been too great. But the Caruso trade's been really working out for them in this series. So yeah, game four is a big one, but it's really hard to feel good about the Nuggets after the last game. But I think they were not so great in some of those Clippers series games, and it worked out. So who knows what we'll see from Jokic and the supporting cast. I have questions with Jamal Murray and Michael Porter, Michael Porter on one shoulder. But then they do have Aaron Gordon, who's like the best player in the playoffs, apparently. And Westbrook's been chipping in pretty good, but it's just from a depth standpoint, they're kind of playing like six guys, and the Thunder have like 8, 9, some guys give or take, but I'd say at least a good 7.5 on a random day. So yeah, that's going to be an interesting series, and I think the Thunder should probably finish that sooner than later. Because I think they're kind of starting to figure it out, and the Denver, they're kind of running out of options, and Jokic's health / play is a little questionable right now. So moving on to the other West series. Golden State Timberwolves was kind of let down like a few minutes in the game one because of Steph's injury, but yeah, I'm just not sure about the Golden State Warriors. I think they're trying their best, but Jimmy Butler can only do so much at 35 years old, maybe 36 years old. I think if they were going to win a game, last game was the game when he had 33, but I just don't know how many times he can actually do that again. And for the Warriors, it's kind of like I had my depth concerns before the series with Steph, and losing Steph, you're kind of relying on a lot of guys to just be better than they usually are, which is shout out Jonathan Kuminga, who, you know, Steve Kerr finally realized he was like a good player, but I think it's a little too late. I think the Timberwolves kind of, something clicked in the second half. Anthony Edwards' jumper clicked in the second half. So yeah, I think they're kind of like on the up and up as far as like Julius Randle's been great, Anthony Edwards, Jay McDaniels had a really good game, Dante DiVincenzo and Nikhil Alexander, they were not good last game to a point where Mike Conley had to get like, he had to close, which is like comforting and alarming at the same time. So yeah, I think the Timberwolves should probably wrap it up. I think Anthony Edwards, he figured it out, whatever was going wrong at the start. So yeah, that's for Golden State. We'll see. We'll see if Draymond gets ejected this game. I think the refs are kind of not in the mood with him anymore. And shout out Buddy Hield. He's been definitely earning his contract extension. Or his future contract extension. When I'll be back, I'll talk about the Cavs.
Numbers. Man. Stack. Mac. Cardo. reaching in my mother pocket. 5G's cash and a modified wobbly. I'm picking up this I'm insane. I'm insane. Bonafide snow guaranteed to make dollars. It's only two that I like. A trapping and a squid and keep it solid. These two worry about. I just made a 50 ball last night. I'm riding in my 5-point easy. I'm sliding through the point, so I'm gripping on the G's. Saw a black 650, it was Steve. I said, what's happening with my... You can call me if you need me. I got a little light skin from the rich. I told her off the rip, love, I'm not having kids. It's way too much money to get. You knew the was out of pocket, still paying the rent. But I be...
Trapping like a mob. Stacking like a mob.
Say now, let me pop my water down my wrist. I'm around my It's a green light, you get out of bounds, I'm a blitz. It's a bird, it's a plane, no, it's all blue strips. Hey now, say now. Hey now, say now. Hey now, say now. Hey now, say now.
I'm way too important. I'm way too important. I'm way too important to ever let you slide on me again.
Starting to see spaceships on Rose Brand. I see the aliens hold hands. They wanna see me do my dance. I let them watch me do my dance.
Who the fuck I feel like? I feel like Joker. Harley Quinn up in a cut with a blower.
I get spooky 8 day in October. My torpedo even jumped out on smokers. J-Cat.
Dirty too important. If they talk about playing ball, me and my team gon' get the scoring.
If they talk about playing ball, they can take it up with Jordan. His bald heads in the heck of live all endorsements.
Itty, mitty, mighty, mom trying to tag it toe. I'm aggressive on the beat and real life. No, hey, I tatted up my body at a pin level 4. Hey, I sharpened up a knife and came home to a blow. My bitch gets to tweaking like she playing with her nose. Lil' Brody about to crash, my young be on go. I'm a different type of trophy, baby girl, rose gold. Me and Doc get to slide and put him in the chokehold. Acting like some. Hey, I jumped out that pan, then I jumped up in the ghost. I'm the hottest type of see my face, then he froze. All that shit he was talking, found out he not that bold. Okay, this shit like 40, that's a double, okay, let's add it up, baby. Back, can you do it, can you back it up? Kick flip a I got tech deck. And it ain't for me to call to get your chin checked. Tell him Dodie did.
What's it on that beat?
Feeling like I'm floating to the ceiling, is it magic? Baby, tell me why you disappearing, is it magic? I won't ever tell him how I did it, it was magic. Can you imagine? Money in the mattress, love the way I stack it. I can make it rain, blue honeys, can you catch it? If somebody come through bluffing, I'ma blast them. And tell the police I don't know what happened. If I gave a fuck about a sitch, I'd always be broke. I never get to pull up in the Benz when my locs. Growing up, we was post, so we hopped off that poach with a gun trying to blow, trying to kick down your door, but that's old news. Spreading love now. Sick of police lights, sick of gun sounds. Bread ain't up, so they come foul. But it's handshakes, hugs when I come round. Wow, funny style. Hate to see it smiling, 100 miles in, running through the bullet housing, moving mountains. Fuck who I was stumping down with, gunning down, sitting in the back of Crown Vic, so janky. Know that. Down the street still hate me. Hope little baby know that she can't play me. Dumb love cost, but the game free. Dumb. Feeling like I'm floating to the ceiling, is it magic? Baby, tell me why you disappearing, is it magic? I won't ever tell him how I did it, it was magic. Can you imagine? Money in the mattress, love the way I stack it. I can make it rain, blue honeys, can you catch it? If somebody come through bluffing, I'ma blast them. And tell the police I don't know what happened. Crippin' blood, that's the only thing I ever been in love with. So I hope you know he never going public. Hands full so I can't hold grudges. Nah, I be thuggin', jumpin' out the backseat bussin'. Everybody we be beefin' would be saying that they bleedin', but see us and they don't do nothing. Oh, put it on the deadlocks. They know I been body since the get-go. If I hit the corner clickin', better get low. You ain't with it. What you from the set for? I just wanna be successful. You will never ever see me with my head low. Mama met my daddy, then they had me in the ghetto. Handed me a 38 and told me I was special.
Yes, I am.
North. Feeling like I'm floating to the ceiling, is it magic? Baby, tell me why you disappearing, is it magic? I won't never tell him how I did it, it was magic. Can you imagine? Money in the mattress, love the way I stack it. I can make it rain, blue honeys, can you catch it? If somebody come through bluffing, I'ma blast him. And tell the police I don't know what happened. Feeling like I'm floating to the ceiling, is it magic? Baby, tell me why you disappearing, is it magic? I won't ever tell him how I did it, it was magic. Can you imagine? Money in the mattress, love the way I stack it. I can make it rain, blue honeys, can you catch it? If somebody come through bluffing, I'ma blast them. And tell the police I don't know what happened.
See, when you come from nothing.
Can you come to Harry's after you're done?
Yeah.
All right, for sure. I got a jam.
Yeah.
my sword, you bet. From the noose to the trap in a whack, no diggity, new to the top in a rack. New Tiffany say you smooth like an R&B song. How you keep me up your mind? Now okay, you he coming by surprise.
Boy, you always run around with a target on. If a d***a follow me to the car garage, I'ma spark it up. That's a Mac with a Mac and a Tonka truck. Like my uncle saw, got some thumping her. Like a trumpet her. When it's crunking her, when it's dumping her, I'ma spark it up.
That was Isaiah Rashad. Isaiah Rashad, Headshots. I was having a conversation because someone's delusional. But the Cleveland Cavaliers, they have a lot of things to... they have a lot of questions to address. I'll say that. I didn't write anything up because, I mean, they're not officially eliminated. But this is more, you know, impromptu off-season guide. Yeah, a lot of questions. Their team is really expensive now since Mobley won Defensive Player of the Year. Kind of got a raise now, which is, I mean, good for Evan Mobley. Not good for the Cavs and their future because now they're over the second apron and, yeah, you kind of don't. What's the word on Ty Jerome and his contract situation? Now, things have kind of been great because Ty Jerome did not play good in the playoffs. Not completely his fault. He was kind of overused. So I feel like that kind of takes off all the starting point guard stuff that he maybe could have gotten. So I think you can get him for like in the teens. Anything more than the teens. I don't know about if he's staying with Cleveland. But I think the teens would work for him. But yeah, that'd make you more into the second apron. And honestly, if you look at this team, you can be like, yeah, the injuries were the reason we lost, but I mean, that's nice. But how optimistic are we that we're just running it back and that we're going to be better than last year? Because this is a 64-win team. And again, they had a chance to go up. They had a chance to go or to tie the series 2-2. And that didn't happen. And then yesterday, they had another chance to tie the series up, and then that didn't go well either. So, like, you're kind of at a point where it's like, was it a rotation thing? do we trust the supporting cast to be like really, really good, even though Darius Garland was pretty decent in the Miami Heat series. I don't have questions. And it's like, if you are going to run it back, are you worried about other teams like getting better? Because every team usually ends up getting better. And like they've kind of been victim to being, what's the word? To being complacent at the deadline, maybe in the offseason, from time to time. And it's kind of been the reason, one of the reasons for the lack of success, like past the second round. So yeah, but number one question, is this core the best the team can get? And I kind of have something, and I kind of have another Cavs related question there, but that's down the line. What do you do with Ty Jerome? And are you keeping a starting lineup? Are you changing the starting lineup? Where does Isaac Okoro go? Like, is this team coming back next year? And if so, how expensive are they gonna be? And are you prepared for that team to be expensive? And like the repercussions of that team being expensive? Long-winded question, but yeah, that's kind of where they're at. Don't really have any picks because of Donovan Mitchell trade. Signed an extension, which is a plus. But the question is he going to sign another extension? And Donovan Mitchell does have the Supermax contract looming in a year or two. Are you paying Donovan Mitchell $300 and whatever million dollars? Making that, what, like $70 million in the last year, give or take? Probably not. So I think they've kind of put themselves on another clock of like, we have to figure this out in 2 years or Donovan Mitchell, or we're going to have to trade Donovan Mitchell. And that's not even like thinking about trading the other guys, because second apron team, does that mean like who's expendable? Is it Jared Allen? Is it Darius Garland? I don't think you're trading Evan Mobley, but yeah, just things to consider. Well, I think it was a success of a year for the most part. I don't know what grade I'd give them, just because like the playoffs didn't go super great, especially at the end. But yeah, they have things to figure out. It's gonna be an interesting offseason for them, especially what moves they could possibly make.
You used to call me on my, you used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You made me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly
what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. These days all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a bag was for someone else. Doing things I taught you getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else. You don't need nobody else. No. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home. Be a good girl. You was in the zone. Yeah. You should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city.
Candy cane.
That was Travis Scott, Butterfly Effect. Oh, the Cooper Flag tier list. Ah. At first, I said I wasn't going to make a tier list. But then I was like, I should. And then I was flopping, but I made a tier list. So let's go. There are criteria for this list. Well, kind of. In the tiers, it's good fit and talent, and they deserve them. Because there are some teams that... And I'll get into it, but yeah, there's a criteria. One of them, if your team is dysfunctional, you're going to be pretty low on this list. And I think if you've had like a good, like last few years of good decision making, well, kind of good decision making, we'll see. I'll explain when I go. In the S tier. A good fit and talent for Mr. Cooper Flag, and they deserve them. Number one, well, not in order, but the first team I have is the Washington Wizards. I think the Wizards in the last 2 years have kind of been one of the better run rebuilding teams for sure. I think they've kind of hit on every draft pick in the last 2 years. The fit is really good. Bilal Coulibaly, Alex Saar, had a really good rookie year. Keyshawn George, Bob Carrington, AJ Johnson showed some flashes the second half. And yeah, I think Cooper Flagg can really upgrade that ceiling. I think you put him on the team, might end up being top three young core in the league. Especially like the defense is going to be really great, because honestly, I can see it in like 3 to 4 years. Teams, you know, they see the Wizards on the schedule, and it's like, oh, we got to go against Alex Saar and Bilal Coulibaly and Cooper Flagg. A lot of long arms and height, and they're gonna get a lot of deflections. So I think the Wizards are number one, and like, yeah, not so great. So I think they have a real shot of doing that. The other team in the S tier is, and this has been a late riser last few days, the Portland Trailblazers. I've been talked into this fit the last few years, and honestly, and they have low odds, but you put Cooper Flagg on the Blazers, they have a real shot of winning like 50 games sooner than later. And I mean, by like year three, I'd say they can win 50 games. Because I mean, they won 35 this year. But I mean, the West is tough. So just like put a grain of salt on that. But yes, as for like the talent around them, I think Scoot showed flashes this year. And I think that year 2 to 3 jump is going to be really good for him, especially if the Blazers give him the keys, which they should. I think he's going to be really good next year. Shane Sharp just has to stay healthy, but he's shown real flashes, and he's still really young of being like a really, really, he's shown flashes of being a really, really good scorer. Has had some real good games. Not really a hole in his scoring game. It's all about like rounding out his game with like the playmaking and the defense, but I do think he's going to be really good going into year three, bearing injuries. And then Tumani Kamara, all defensive team candidate. Denny Advia, I hope I kind of butchered that, but he had a really good year this year. Two-way, was hitting threes, rebounding the ball, passing. He's kind of really starting to hit his potential. And then Donovan Clingan, rookie center, was an elite rim protector this year. The other parts of his game was a work in progress, especially his finishing. But I do think if he's elite, ends up being an elite defender, has to work on the foot speed, but and offensively he just needs to dunk with two hands and go up with two feet. He's a much better finisher when he does that. I think that starting five is kind of has the potential to be really, really good kind of soon. And then maybe you swap out some guys who aren't playing that great for vets, and now you have a really, really good roster. So I think Cooper Flagg on the Blazers would be really, really good, I think. Because I just don't want Cooper Flagg to be thrown in on a team with no talent. And I think the Blazers have a lot of talent for a team a lot of young talent for one of these rebuilding teams. In the next tier, the would-be cool tier, we have the Brooklyn Nets. I think the Nets would be a good add for him. Playing with already vets like Nick Claxton, Cam Johnson, if they're there. We'll see what happens with Cam Thomas and his contract stuff. They do have Zaire Williams, who showed flashes this year. They do have their first round pick from last year, who I can't remember his name as of right now, but they do have a good core. Jordy Fernandez was a real good coach this year. Kind of won too many games, but I think they lost enough at the end to be back in the Cooper Flag sweepstakes. So yeah, the Nets would be a good fit for him. And then also in this tier, the Toronto Raptors have a lot of talent. Quickly, Scotty Barnes, a new addition, Brandon Ingram. I think if you throw him there, it's kind of like he's not going to be asked to do anything that he can't do in terms of like defense, rebounding, passing, and like scoring. Honestly, on that list, like year one, he's not going to be asked to just like shoot like 15 times a game unless you want him to. But yeah, it'd be a really good fit for him. An interesting thing would be like the Scotty and Cooper Flag fit. Just because, not that they play that the same role, but they do like to do the same things with like the rebounding, defense, and the passing. So that's something to monitor, but I do feel really good about Cooper Flag's future if he was on this team. And like the Raptors' future. But it's just all about the fit with like RJ and Ingram and who's on this team in the next 3 years, because money starts to get tight after a little bit, even though, but you get what I mean. But yes, in the next tier, I have my reservations, but it would be a cool fit. We have the Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz didn't win a lot of games this year. I've talked about their young core. It's okay. There's some guys who could be good, but it's kind of like, we'll see what happens. But I think you put Cooper Flag there, everyone gets bumped up a level, which is also another thing for the Raptors. If Cooper Flag does end up being a star, like especially within like three, four first years, like everyone kind of gets boosted up, or they have less responsibility on their plate, which is, I think, is a really good thing for them on the Raptors front. But yeah, the Jazz front, yeah, they're on this tier because the talent, again, is a question mark, but I do think if guys really pan out, they just need two, maybe three of them to really pan out, and now they have a really good team that can be really good in the next 2 to 3 years. So yeah, they're here. Charlotte Hornets, they're here because the Brandon Miller fit is nice, and I do like Cooper Flagg and Brandon Miller together. But it's kind of everybody else, because I mean, they traded Mark Williams, and then the Lakers said, well, the Lakers took it back, so I don't know if he's part of the future. And LaMelo, I kind of don't want him to be part of the future. So at that point, it's like, for me, I think it's like a two-person core, and they do have a Saloon who they drafted last year, but he wasn't too great, so I'm not sure if he's part of the future. But yeah, Hornets are good. It's just they got to prove to me that they're not dysfunctional and that they're working on improving, like, the team culture, because I just don't think it's good. I just don't think it's good right now with, like, LaMelo Ball and, like, the criminal is there. And thankfully they have Grant Williams there. But, like, I don't know. They've been trying with the new front office, new coach Charles Lee. So that's why, like, I didn't, like, put them all the way down. Looking at this, maybe I should have put the Chicago Bulls a little lower, but strictly for the basketball fit, it'd be fun with Kobe White, Josh Giddey, and Montas Buzelis. They'd be fun. But then on the other hand, I don't like their front office. Shout out Vucevic. I'm not sure if he's gonna be on the team, but I don't like the front office because they don't know how to rebuild correctly, so they're in a weird space. But the Bulls would be an interesting thing. Okay. Now we're on to the tier, the don't deserve him tier, but it'd be a great fit. Number one team is the Pelicans. They're in this because we're going to start off basketball. You put him, we'll see what happens with Zion Williamson. My bet is he does get traded. But I guess if you... We'll see. But besides Zion, the Zion part, Herb Jones, Trey Murphy, Eve Meesey. Like, it'd be tough to really name another situation that, like, that'd be, like, really good day one. Especially for Cooper Flagg and, like, what he likes to do. I think he can, like, honestly just step in and the team could be really, really good really, really quickly. But then the don't deserve part is they got the first pick, like, 4 years ago. And it was the Zion draft lottery. Don't be greedy. I kind of don't want them to win again. Winning the Zion and Cooper Flagg sweepstakes is like, it's kind of like a little greedy. So, yeah. As for the next team, the San Antonio Spurs. Again, great fit. You put Cooper Flagg at the power forward. That's a fun team. That's a team that you got to watch all 82. With Wemby and De'Aaron Fox and Stephon Castle. I mean, I guess Devin Vassell for the time being. Team's going to be really good and really young. I don't think you can really not make the playoffs with Cooper Flagg and Victor Wembanyama for the next, like, 5 to 10 years at least. So that'd be a fun team. But, again, they literally won the draft lottery 2 years ago for Victor Wembanyama. So, no draft lottery win for them. And then last but not least, in this tier, the Houston Rockets. Good basketball fit. I think if anything can, like, dissuade the Rockets from star chasing this year, it'd be Cooper Flagg. I think for me, the minute they get Cooper Flagg, oh yeah, we're not trading for any stars. At least not right now. I think we're going to put Cooper Flagg at the power forward. We're going to have him, Amen Thompson, and Sengun. Fred VanVleet, you're starting at the point guard. They're going to have to figure out the Jalen Green thing. But yeah, that's a team that we're running back and should be a fun thing. I was kind of snooping around Rockets like Twitter and stuff and Rockets like Reddit, and like they were like Cooper Flagg is coming off the bench on the Rockets. Oh, because Ime doesn't like rookies. I almost blocked some people because that's like not good logic. But yes, the Rockets, I think him and Amen Thompson would just be a good fit for the future. And then Sengun, I have my reservations about him, but that'd be a fun team. And yeah, they'd kind of be a team that should be good for a really, really long time. And even a contender, Cooper Flagg and Amen Thompson, end up really meeting their potential. And now, the last tier, last but not least, there's two teams here. This tier is called Blame Your Front Office. The Philadelphia 76ers. In the last 12 months, they have not been a good run team for many reasons. Didn't like the Paul George signing when it happened. Didn't like it before it happened. Don't like it now. It's aged like 2% milk. That's strike one. And then the Joel Embiid contract. Really don't think they should have extended him. They just haven't had a good season, and so they don't really deserve to get rewarded with Cooper Flagg. So yeah, they're in this bottom tier. Blame your front office. Now,